Hello, welcome back to AK219, the only podcast. Aiden Maloney, Kevin Boland, where we purely, unequivocally advocate for shitting yourself. That's right, we've leveled up since last week. Kevin Boland, do you smell anything right now?
I smell beer.
Okay.
I smell smoke.
Good.
And I smell self-hatred.
That is entirely what encapsulates AK219 Studios.
Depression.
Depression.
Desperation.
Self-hatred. Desperation. What was else? Was you,
beer.
What you said? Beer. Oh, beer. That's right. Speaking of Vibe of the Week, thanks for bringing that up, Kev.
Oh, no, no problem. It's what I do here on the show.
It precedes, you know what else pre's?
Me.
Why?
Because I can't help it.
I just look at a woman and I pre. Welcome back. Vibe of the Week precedes WTF and Burning Questions. Now, we couldn't get there without... What now?
I believe the first segment of the show.
There's like 2 seconds of silence in there. I was hoping you would pick up like...
I'm picking it up now.
So it's delayed.
It's gonna happen.
You're just like fucking Delta Airlines. You've delayed my flight twice, and now I'm upset.
It's gonna happen.
Once was bad.
The world is not perfect.
Well,
mistakes are gonna happen.
Delta Airlines is the antithesis of what perfect means. Fuck Delta Airlines.
Well, someone clearly needs to redo the definition of both of those words, because they do not exist.
They don't exist.
Anyways.
Perfect and Delta Airlines.
Yeah, they don't exist.
They don't exist. Well, Vibe of the Week, something fun, funny, wholesome, or real that's happened the last 7 days. Now, Kevin, what's been going on?
A whole lot.
Well, I figure I will start this week. Thanks for offering, Kevin.
You honestly should have started like the past 3 weeks.
No, I know. Not only has it been cold, but it's been getting warmer, which is fantastic, except for the fact that, like, the southern United States got a foot of snow.
Fuck them.
And the Midwest is warming up, which is alarming. But I also don't care for right now because of the fact that I don't have to work in the snow and cold. But I've had an issue recently, Kev.
Oh, yeah?
I can't get it up.
I'm right there with you.
And by it, I mean my, you know, the level of blood in my body. And can't get it up, I mean it's coming out somewhere.
All right.
It's not my time of the month, but I have had, like,
anal bleeding.
Yeah, well, besides the anal bleeding, thank you, Kev.
Sorry.
For doing it to me. Besides the anal bleeding, I've had, like, 6 nosebleeds in the last 3.5 days. And it's not like one of those nosebleeds that's like, oh, that's unfortunate. I'll, you know, plug that up with a paper towel and it'll go away in 2 minutes. No, it's one of those nosebleeds that you run through about 7 paper towels and then finally you get a respite from bleeding.
You know, even though I heard that's not the proper way to handle it, is to, like, I always thought if you had a bloody nose, you do this.
You lean your head back.
You don't
do
that.
No, you're not supposed to.
And if you shove anything real deep up in there, it's not like it, that doesn't really help a whole lot either, because you're just clogging it. And then as soon as you, like, take it out, wait a couple minutes, it'll, like, break past that clogging
word.
It'll just start coming again.
Right. It's supposed to. Nosebleeds are a fucking pain in the ass, right?
They are.
But you're right. You're not supposed to lean your head back, because then whatever bleeds in. Typically, nosebleeds happen in the bridge area of the nose, right? And if you lean your head back, all that's going to drain into your mouth and throat, which is not what you want.
No.
And if you lean your head forwards, that means whatever coagulation might occur to form a scab, which is what you want to stop the bleeding, you're accelerating via gravity to ensure that doesn't happen. So there's this weird in-between where you literally just have to sit straight up, perfect posture.
You have to be very stiff, very straight.
Pretend you don't have a nosebleed while you're bleeding from your nose. So I've done that, right? Or at least I thought I was good at doing that. And earlier today for us, you know, 4 or 5 days ago for you lovely listeners, I was recording an episode of Polybridge.
Oh, you had one whilst recording, huh?
Yeah. And I was like, I was introducing the level, right? I'm like, oh, this is, you know, World 2 level, whatever it was. And I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, this bridge is going to be kind of interesting. And then I was like, uh-oh.
You can always tell.
Oh, yeah.
When it's about to start. I was like,
either I'm having an interesting nose issue, or the bleed is coming back for the sixth time. It was the bleed. It was absolutely the bleed. So I pause the episode, I go take care of that, and I come back and I'm like, what was I doing? I got back and it's, I know, like, anytime you donate blood, right, you give a pint. You know, you give a pint of blood, they give it to someone who needs it. That's fine and dandy, except for the fact that they profit off of you, which is alarming. But I didn't lose a pint of blood from my sixth nosebleed in 3 days. But it, like, I still got back to my chair to finish the bridge episode, and my brain felt empty. I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't feel quite right. Something is amiss. And I'm not sure if it's because I'm missing, I don't know, fucking 2, 4, 6, 8 ounces of blood, whatever it is. But it's not a pint. It's not like I went to the cross and, you know, gave a pint of blood. I'm losing a substantially less amount of blood, and yet my brain feels worse off. But I also have one of those things where anytime I hear stories about people losing blood, like I watched a documentary several years back about George Washington, and, you know, became president, left presidency, and then, like, the whole thing where he had an illness and they had to do, like, blood, well, not had to, but they did bloodletting on him. And just hearing that story and the specific details of it made me lightheaded and dizzy and nauseated. So I think it's a medical thing. It's not diagnosed, right? Because I don't have health insurance, thanks America. But it's one of those things where it's like, I hear stories like that, anything slightly gory, and I can watch gory horror movies, but I hear real life stories about bloodletting or some crazy shit, and I get nauseated and lightheaded. So it could be the fact that after my nose bled during the recording, I got lightheaded. That caused my brain to be bad. But I'm not entirely sure, right? I don't know if you get the same thing of, like, lightheadedness with the thought or sight of your own blood. I don't know.
No, I'm not a bitch.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
Although I meant to ask a question at the start of your rant, but I didn't want to interrupt. Was this nosebleed just because it was dry, or did Jordan punch you in the face?
No, this... I've been punched in the face enough recently.
Nah, he's playing.
I think it's become... No. If you punch me, punch me now. So we can get the nosebleed out before we get to the funny part. But I think it's just because of the dryness. Because usually... Like, I even asked Jordan, right? I'm like, hey, when was the last time I had a nosebleed? She's like, oh, I think it was 2 years ago. So it's really only... Every couple years, maybe every 2 or 3 years. But when it's so dry out, and I don't know what the catalyst is, if I just blow my nose too hard one time or whatever. Like, literally, what caused this to start happening 3 days ago is, like, it's been dry out, right, since the snow stopped and the temperature started coming up. And I just casually blew my nose. It wasn't hard. It wasn't crazy. It was just a regular nose blow. And then, like, I went back to the same side. It's my left nostril that's fucked. Like, I go back to my left side. And it's like, ooh, nice. I got a nice chunk out of there. I'll be able to breathe fine now. And then I was like, oh, still running quite a bit. I go grab another tissue. I'm like, oh, it's still running a lot. And I look down at the tissue, and it's just covered. It's covered in red. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
So it's been a nightmare since then. Like, I went grocery shopping, right? And I was just thinking in my head, I'm like, don't bleed, don't bleed, don't bleed, don't bleed. I'm like, is this what it feels like to be unsure of your menstrual cycle? Like, is this what people feel like if they're not sure when it starts? And it's just my nose and not my fucking genitals? This is crazy.
We'll never know.
I guess you're right. We will never know.
And speaking of blood, yes? I actually, because of the dryness and the nature.
Have you been dry recently?
Yes, I have.
I can make you wet.
God, I want nothing
more. I want nothing less.
Actually, yeah, that is the saying, right? I want nothing less or I want nothing more.
Well, it depends if you want nothing less or nothing more, Kev.
Oh, I did say it right then, because I would want nothing more than to be... Yes. Anyways.
Go ahead.
Last Friday at work, I was in charge of the truck, and we got about... let's see... 8 things we had to put outside in the trailers. Now, granted, it wasn't super, super cold that morning, but we still had to, you know, go outside into the trailers and put these big fucking treadmills away and shit like that. And one of them is a newer treadmill we started carrying called a Bowflex T9. Now, this treadmill is so big that we stand all the treadmills in there upright.
Okay, yeah.
Because they can fit. This Bowflex cannot stand upright.
Why?
Because it is so long.
Why would anyone need a treadmill that long?
Because people are willing to spend $2,500 on this piece of machinery. Now, that being
Jesus
said...
Jesus Christ. Who's got that money?
We live in Valpo. I live in Valpo. You'd be surprised how many people have that money.
You rich fucks.
Now, these treadmills, we still put them in the trailer, but they're in the back left-hand corner right next to another one that we had to lay on its side, because it's so long that we cannot stand it up. We have to lay it on its side.
It won't fit tall, but it'll fit on its side.
Yes.
Lengthwise. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
So, me and my coworker Mark were moving it, and like...
Hey, yo, shout out Mark.
My hands were so dry and cold for being out there for so long that I'm just like, God damn, like my nose started running, not bleeding, just running. I'm like, God, like this is fucking terrible, man. Like, this is ridiculous. And I look down... And there's just a long smear of red on the Bowflex, on the box of the treadmill. I'm like, what the fuck? I pull up my hand, my entire pinky is just blood red.
Oh,
I'm like, what the
God.
Fuck? And I'm like, because like, you can still see my knuckle is a little cracked right there. Like, my whole hand was just dry as fuck.
Jesus.
And my entire pinky from the tip of it till about like mid-knuckle was just red. I'm like, what
Good
the fuck?
Lord.
And it was just that little fucking cut right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it bled all over the box.
It's like
a
tiny cut under the nail.
And Mark was just like, oh, my God, like, go get a Band-Aid or something. He's just like, no, let me bleed. Let me bleed. Like, bring me the fucking treadmill. And we put the treadmill in there while it's literally dripping off my fingertip.
Jesus.
All over the trailer floor.
You realize that's a biohazard,
it's
right?
It's just fucking, it's on wood, man. It'll be fine.
Other people have to interact with that
no
wood,
one's gonna,
man.
No one's going to, it's on the floor. If you're laying on the floor in a trailer,
what
you're
if
fucked.
Someone like me just came in and decided to lick the floor of that trailer then?
Well, you're fucked in the head and you need to seek
well,
help.
Well, then you're liable.
Well, then, okay.
Okay.
Take me to court. Take me to the bedroom.
Take me to court. I'll worship at your lawsuit with the shrine of your thighs.
So I walk inside to grab a Band-Aid, and I walk into the office, and Jen, my manager, is sitting there. What I did was so stupid, but I thought it was so funny. I literally just held up my hand, and I went, and she looked at it, and she's like, oh my God, what happened? She's like, it's fine. It's just dry outside.
Jesus
I just need a Band-Aid.
Christ.
So that made for a pretty entertaining 5 minutes, but then we got it all put away and squared away.
Not to call you out live on air to be edited, but is Jen the one you're like trying to finagle get in with?
No, that's a different
that's
one.
That's a different one.
Same
but,
name,
but
different
would
person.
You, but would you? But would you?
With the store manager?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Oh. Because I was going to say, if you wanted to really start something kind of awkward and horny, you could have walked up to her with that thing bleeding and be like, ah, mommy.
It needs a Band-Aid.
Just something to keep in mind for next time.
In another news, I played a game last Saturday in Crown Point, and we got the win. We got the win.
Hell yeah.
We won 11-6, and truthfully, the score could have been 11-2, 10-2. Like, four of their goals, like, we had a couple lucky bounces, but, like, every single goal they had was a lucky bounce. I was hugging the left post, and the puck is, like, right there, and I go to, like, turn to cover it, and the guy, like, shoots it, and I felt it hit my glove. I'm just like, right. Okay, I have it. And I turn around, and it went through the crease right to, like, one of their guys. It was a scrum, and then they just put it in the open net. I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? It was just like a couple of them was like a pass to the middle, went off my defender's skate and in. It was all, you know, just
kind of bogus.
Puck bounces, just lucky shit. But we got the win. That's what's important. It was a fun Saturday game.
Bit of a skirmish, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, it was our only win of the season so far, but we had We had a sub that day.
Who's the dumb?
That scored 7 of our 11 goals.
Holy shit. Make him a fucking regular.
Well, the other team was really upset about that, at the fact that we had a sub like that, and he was just allowed to score that many goals. Well, you allowed him to. You didn't play good defense.
That's just a clown of a team, then.
And also,
sub got this many goals. It's like, well, get fucking better, cunt.
Or,
what do you mean?
Like I was saying, get a better sub list. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, have better players on your
Have you
sub
considered
list.
To get good? Are you know. Fucking stupid?
But they got serious, like, oh, it's a lot easier when you win, when you get a player that scores 7 of your goals. I'm like, well, fuck
it's
off. I'm like, it's our only win. Fuck off. So it was a fun weekend.
Dude,
if
you face them again,
We will.
I want you to beat them, like, 35-2.
That's crazy. That's a football score.
I don't even care.
Okay.
You're going to get bitchy about having a sub that scores goals? That's how hockey works. You have people on the bench. What do you fucking mean? Oh, well, it's only because your
like
sub's...
What
do you fucking mean?
He's not on our roster, technically.
Well, if your roster doesn't allow for subs, then, of course, every sub wouldn't be on the roster.
Well, you just made the bench note, and I'm just like, well, that has nothing to do with, like, the team, like... Yeah, you're a part of it for that game because we're missing a regular, so you're subbing for him.
Right.
That's...
But everyone has the ability to do that.
Yeah.
So they're just weak as shit.
Yeah.
Who's the team name? What's the team name?
I don't know.
Who's the team captain?
My team?
No, the one that lost and got bitchy.
I don't know.
You don't know their name or team captain? Call him out. I'm going to call him out right now to the 10 people that see this. Who is it? Who is it? Tell me right now.
Let me check.
I'm waiting. I am awaiting.
Well,
who was it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
It's not... Well, already played. It's not going to show up here.
Show it as games played? You can't see the previous games?
Wait.
You can't see the previous games?
No, I gotta start a trial.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't give them your...
It's this fucking team app we use.
That's stupid. I hate to break it to you.
It is stupid, but that's fine.
That's dumb.
Oh, and look at that.
Who's that?
My captain's so cute.
Who's
that? We use the same app.
Who's your cute boy?
My captain's name
is
Will.
Who's your cute little guy?
We use this
Will
app
he
for... No, he wouldn't.
Show the ass? What?
No. For our games in Crown Point, and he even puts my skate in there for Friday nights in case my teammates want to come out and skate and get some extra practice in.
That's
and
cute.
It is, because on the 14th of February is when my skate starts back
up. The 14th of February.
Which is Valentine's Day.
I know.
And he titled it, Boland, Be My Valentine's Skate.
Oh, that's cute. Are you going to get with him?
I don't know. He
Not
looks
sure
like a
yet?
Pretty good puck bunny.
That's what I'm saying, is you can go ahead and get with it. He's thinking of you all the time.
Should we move
imagine,
to the next segment, or should
imagine,
I shit myself?
Imagine someone thinking of you all the time, Kevin. Imagine someone like me thinking
happen.
Of you all the time.
I know that does.
All the time.
But that's not enough.
I
need you to be
your
better.
Your fat Caucasian lips ought to touch mine. Okay, we'll be right back. Ahem, if you ever want to taste my pubic lice, you better open your jaws wide because they've grown nice and strong. It is WTF time. Time for WTF, where we go to anywhere that has local and regional news around the world, because national and international news is often disturbing, unfunny, too serious, and causing of depression. So we find you the news stories that you deserve to know that are potentially funny, haha, laugh worthy, and we source them just for you. Kev?
That would be correct.
Is that correct?
That is.
I have a story for you, Kevin.
All right.
And you, the lovely listener. This comes from KIRO7 in, would you believe it? Take a guess. Take a guess Kentucky. Where it's from. Kentucky?
Kentucky.
You're close. Go south.
Tennessee.
Go. That's fantastic. Go south.
No, that was north.
Did you just imply that Tennessee
no.
is north of Kentucky?
No, I did not.
I think that's... Hold up.
No.
Replay that, lovely listener.
No.
Did Kevin just say that Kentucky
no,
is
I did not.
South of Tennessee?
No, and you know what? If you take time in editing this little bit, I'll know about it.
Well, the story's from Florida.
Okay.
Florida man accused of stealing samurai sword and a truck arrested after leaving his own phone at the scene of the crime. This comes out of St. Petersburg, Florida, and a Florida man who stole a victim's samurai sword, laptop, and other belongings drove off in the man's truck. He was arrested, of course, after leaving his own cell phone at the scene of the crime. This comes from Pinellas. Pinellas County. I focused this entire WTF segment on Pinellas, Florida, because okay. I wanted to hone in. Like, Florida man's too vague. I wanted Pinellas.
Pinellas County.
Pinellas County said a homeowner awoke at 7:45 a.m., went into his living room to start working from home, as is his job, and saw a man, Mr. Grady, standing in his kitchen, a complete stranger. They said Grady, who's 24-year-old, was holding the victim's replica samurai sword in one hand and the victim's own vehicle keys in the other. Grady told the homeowner to pick up clothes hamper filled with items stolen from the home, so he prepped all this while the homeowner was sleeping. The man, of course, did as instructed to not get sliced and left, and, of course, called the authorities once Grady left. Investigators found a cell phone at the victim's house, got a search warrant for it, and determined it was Grady's after they found several photos of videos of him, of himself, on the phone. That was his. Investigators later found the sword, which had Grady's fingerprints on it. Convenient.
Yeah.
Determined it was Grady afterwards, which, I mean, of course you find fingerprints in videos. He was arrested Tuesday and charged with armed burglary, which is interesting because he got the arms from the homeowner. So he stole a weapon from the homeowner to commit armed robbery.
Now that's karma, isn't it?
So if you're
it's funny how the world works that way.
But if you're a defense lawyer, can you not be like, well, it wasn't his weapon?
I mean, I'm sure you could.
I mean, he stole it from the scene, right? That's theft. Yeah, you got him there. But it wasn't his weapon?
Well, it was his in the crime scene because his fingerprints were on it.
His fingerprints were on it. You're right, Kev. He was arrested and charged with armed burglary, carjacking, and of course, resisting arrest, because some people just don't go away quietly.
No, they don't.
So, Mr. Samurai Boy, my thoughts and prayers go out to you. That's a fantastic crime. If only you'd gotten away with it. Kev?
I agree. I got another story for you.
Go ahead.
From newschannel20.com.
That's the newschannel20.com? Mm-hmm. It doesn't even say where from?
71-year-old Florida man...
Oh, well, it didn't even matter.
lassos alligator, ties it to nearby handrail.
What?
A 71-year-old man is accused of trying to lasso an alligator in Cape Canaveral.
Cape what?
Cape Canaveral.
Canaveral.
On Wednesday morning. Robert Colin. Colin. Sorry.
Robert's asshole lassoed a man all by itself.
Robert Colin.
Okay.
Told the Brevard County Sheriff's Office that he intended to capture and remove an alligator in a canal near the intersection of West Central Boulevard and Oak Manor Drive. The man reportedly used a white nylon rope to create a noose style loop, while Colin said he used to lasso the gator. The police said the rope was caught around the alligator's upper jaw.
Yeah.
Colin then tied the rope to a nearby handrail. When deputies arrived, Colin said he found the gator in its current state. However, following an investigation, video footage caught him in the act. The sheriff's officer said Colin is not a licensed trapper and does not possess the proper licensing or permits to legally remove the alligator from the canal.
That's fucking animal abuse then. Oh my god.
Colin was arrested and faces one count of illegal killing, possessing, or capturing of alligators, a third degree felony.
Like, no shit, that's just fucking so mean. So he lassoed... He took his cow lassoing lessons, and then he went out, got a gator, and just fucking left it by a rail?
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts, dude. What was his name again? Gary
Robert Colin.
Robert Colin.
Robert Colin.
Robert Colin, that's right. Mr. Colin, you're a ass, which I could have told you already. I've got a story from WCTV, Eyewitness News 5, CBS. Florida man, of course, this is a Pinellas County person again, because I wanted Pinellas all for myself.
Florida, you can have it.
Honestly, I don't want it. I just want to report on it.
Okay.
Like a journalist does. I'm like a journalist, but I'm a secondhand journalist, because I do what journalists do, but I... nice shot.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're a journalist.
But I don't record anything. I just say what other people say. What does that make me?
So you're stealing.
Yes. I'm stealing this story. Florida man charged with pouring ketchup on girlfriend. Out of Pinellas Park, Florida. Florida man is facing a misdemeanor charge for allegedly pouring ketchup on his girlfriend while she slept. Court documents show that Mr. Wagman is facing a first-degree misdemeanor domestic battery charge for said encounter. According to an arrest report, the girlfriend of 11 years, which that's a hell of a relationship, woke up in the middle of the night to find Wagman pouring ketchup on her and cursing at her, which is of course the most perfect way to communicate with a significant other. Heather King, who is I believe the investigator, told authorities, Heather King is the infidel, in quotes.
The one that got the ketchup dumped on her.
Yes, okay. She's the one that got ketchup, in quotes. I didn't say infidel. It says that in the story. She's the one that got the ketchup. Told the stories they'd been arguing over her infidelity, of course, before she went to sleep. The report says she woke up covered in ketchup. Wagman, of course, denied the allegation, though the report says there is a shit ton of ketchup on his pants. Court records show that Wagman has entered a not guilty plea, and yet the judge ordered him to have no contact with Ms. King.
Over ketchup?
And a relationship over a condiment.
It was over infidelity, right? So she cheated, and then homeboy was like, fuck you, you go to sleep. She went to sleep, and he pours ketchup all over her while being like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
You know, like, he could have done ketchup. A lot worse. He could have done a lot worse.
Cracked out the mayonnaise or mustard or something.
Or a gun.
He just stuck.
Object.
Yeah, I guess that would have been worse than ketchup. But yeah.
Y'all are going to break up anyways.
Just break up. Just break up. I mean, granted, from the outside, that's hilarious. You pour ketchup on a girlfriend that cheated on you. That's funny. Like, that's not I mean, I want to tread careful water here, but that's not, like, abusive. You're just kind of an ass because you poured ketchup on someone.
Yeah, no, I'm not even treading water.
But granted...
You're just an ass because you put ketchup on
someone. Yeah, you put ketchup on someone. But at the same time, if she cheated on you, just break up. Yeah. Just break up. Okay, bye-bye. Out of my house. Bye-bye. See yas. You don't need to waste your ketchup.
I just wanted to tell you that I got 100 bucks and some free ramen. And oh, I just nice. Walk into...
To that story.
A man getting a misdemeanor over fucking ketchup.
Over some ketchup, yeah. Yeah, my lovely girlfriend Jordan walked in to share some good news and walked into the ketchup story. Ooh. God forbid the ketchup.
I mean, no. I'm fine with that because...
He got me with the ketchup.
Ketchup is probably one of my least favorite condiments, so waste
ketchup
that
is
shit.
One of my least favorite condoms, too. So I think it goes both ways.
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't work very well.
Yeah, no, the coating is horrible. Cause burns. It's like only, half of it's vinegar, right? The other half is tomato and stuff.
Acid.
Red
acid. But then again, the acid could kill the sperm. So maybe ketchup is a good condom.
I'm going to say no, because that sounds like a yeast infection waiting to happen.
I'm not a doctor, but go ahead. Put some ketchup on your dick. Put some ketchup on
your
dick.
That sounds like a great time.
Kevin?
Don't dip your dick in ketchup.
You got ketchup?
I don't on me.
Well, that's not what I wanted to
hear.
But
I can go get some.
Let's go get some ketchup. Anyway, you got a story?
Yes.
Okay.
One final one.
I would like to add real fast.
Yeah.
Only put ketchup on your dick if it's for a consenting audience.
That is true. Always gain consent before you catch up on a dick.
Before you hold up, before you catch up to the... See what I did
catch
there?
Up to this story
catch
that
up
Kevin's
to
about
dick.
To...
No.
This dick that Kevin's about to put in your mouth and ears. Go ahead, Kev.
Pantsless man.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that funny? Because we're just talking about
We're just
dicks.
Talking about the ketchup. What?
Crashes into Florida jail, throws rubber snakes while making threats, deputies say.
What?
Joseph Leedy, 40, faces charges of assault on officers. A homeless man, wearing a
it's
blouse.
It's because the ketchup, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Was arrested after driving a sedan into the lobby of the Martin County Jail on Monday night.
Wait. Okay, to recap. Homeless man in a blouse drives a car through a jail.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Fighting with first responders and expressing a desire to kill everyone, according to sheriff's office.
Understandable.
Joseph Leedy, 40, faces charges of criminal mischief over $1,000 and four counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer.
Hold up. That's weak, first of all, and criminal mischief is just what we like to call a little bit of trolling, okay?
Driving your car into a building is
way beyond
trolling.
That's an oopsie-daisy. That's a ha-ha prank.
This is a man driving, not a woman driving. Okay.
Well, he was wearing a blouse, okay? And
that's
a ha-ha prank.
Right. Who am I to assume? My
exactly.
bad.
Exactly.
My bad.
You should
my
be bad.
Bad.
Should I be am. Bad for me.
Surveillance video from the jail's lobby and parking lot shows the sedan approach and smash through the glass doors. Once inside, Leedy exited the vehicle and reportedly began pouring motor oil on the lobby's floor, saying he wanted to set it on fire.
That's awesome.
Leedy's statements were further described as homicidal, introduced in the post as a homeless man
no.
who came here to kill police.
No way.
And allegedly said things about how he wanted to kill everyone while he threw rubber snakes on the floor and fought with deputies and fire personnel, all the while wearing a lady's blouse and no pants.
That's fucking awesome. I love
look,
this man.
There's some
is he
here.
Hot?
There's some pictures
Oh,
there.
He's kind of hot.
Looks
look at him.
Just like you.
Yeah, he does.
Leedy was restrained and taken to a hospital where he reportedly continued to be uncooperative, soon taken back to the jail for booking. Though Leedy was not able to breach the steel doors leading further into the jail, deputies say he still caused thousands of dollars in damage and extra protection will be installed. For now, no visitors are being allowed into the
jail.
That's
so whack. I'd visit Mr. Geedy. Mr. Weedy? What was he called?
Leedy.
Leedy, that's right. I want to say Mr. Leedy... Awesome work. That's fantastic. Allegedly fantastic. That's, you know, keep that great work up. I think he was just trying to do a public service.
Public
from what
service
I understood.
Of what?
Well, the way you described the story to me told me he was the good guy, right? Am I misunderstanding this?
I'm about to make more than your nose bleed so your brain can actually process what the fuck
I
just said.
I still have lost blood from earlier this week, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What the fuck, Aiden?
That's the segment. And we've got a new one coming right up. So So what are we doing this podcast for?
I'm looking
for?
To have a...
I just want someone to not pull out.
I just want to make a very bad decision
seem,
on
you
this
seem
fine
like
Monday
you just
afternoon.
Said it's not Monday for the listeners.
In this current timeline, today,
you can't make the multiverse joke again. We did that a couple weeks ago.
I am
ago.
Pulling out on a Monday afternoon.
So you are pulling out.
Or I already pulled out.
Huh? Question from user Burning Questions.
Whoa,
we go to everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit, and
what segment even is this?
Burning Questy.
Okay.
Where the questies are burning, Reddit, second least favorite, everyone ask, omnipotence.
We answer.
Kevin's impotence.
Yin yang.
Your yin or yang?
My yin.
Your yin to my yang?
My...
Would you put your yin in my yang for this episode?
Black and white, sure.
Well, that's what the
mi
image
is.
Mi
casa is su casa.
Well, you have no casa, so mi casa
well,
is...
you have no caca.
You have no caca. Caca stands for poo-poo.
Doesn't look like caca
poo-poo.
At all.
Caca and wee-whiz. From question user Hydro Munchies. The way they phrase this is confusing. What is a type of pain people underestimate until they experience it for themselves?
A bruised rib.
A bruised rib.
I know that by experience.
I was going to say, like, everyone, like, puffs up, right? Getting kicked in the balls. Everyone underestimates what it feels like to get flicked or tapped. In
sometimes
the balls.
It's even worse than like
it's
a punch.
Worse. It's worse because your nerves react the same way. So like a flick on the ball sack hurts as much as getting kicked with fucking RoboCop, right? If RoboCop kicked you in the ball sack, it feels as painful as getting flicked, right? And granted, Kev and I, unfortunately, will never know the pain of childbirth, right? But I feel like perhaps...
They got to quit complaining. It can't be that bad.
I have a weird feeling it's just as bad because...
Just kidding. giving
a birth to child rips the tear between the vagina and asshole, and they have to surgically repair that.
Yeah, but they're not getting flicked in the ball sack, are they? Like, I mean, come on. These two things aren't even comparable.
You gave birth to a 9-pound behemoth? Bet you never been flicked in the balls, though.
I bet you. I'm willing to bet money that they haven't.
You know what? Because of due to the fact they have no balls, I think you're right.
But not
in the, like, you have no balls way, but in the fact you have no testicles way. I didn't mean
and,
come out like that.
Well, I'll talk off of your answer getting flicked in the balls. I guarantee childbirth is a very painful procedure.
Oh, I'm sure.
That
we'll never know that.
We'll never experience.
Never
but
and I've heard, too, that once an individual with a vagina gives birth to an individual... There are hormones released in the brain that encourage the brain to forget the pain of childbirth, which is why so many new mothers aren't inclined to have more babies, because the brain actually makes them forget the pain of childbirth.
Well, they're like,
fucking craziest part is, like, I've never been flicked in the balls and my brain is like, it's not that bad. I get flicked in the balls and it's like, I do not want anybody near my balls for a long time now.
Well, the brain's like, listen, mama, you just pumped out a baby. I want you to get filled up again and we need to do this again.
Right, because...
In 9 months.
And that's the craziest part, right, is, yeah, childbirth seemingly... I wouldn't know, Kev wouldn't know, seemingly is the most painful thing a human could go through and live. But at the same time, you get those hormonal influxes that cause your brain to forget that pain. Whereas there's no hormonal influx of forgetting the pain of getting flicked or kicked in the balls. That's the crazy part.
You know what I just thought of? Like,
what's that?
To compare a pregnancy to... a movement that most males will have in their life at least once.
What's that movement?
The feeling of something coming out of you.
Oh, you're talking about your kidney stone.
No, not a kidney stone.
Oh, but that could be an answer.
But, like, it feels like something is tearing because it feels like your shit is spiky.
You mentioned that the other week, but too. Like,
at no point... Have you had
more spiky shits recently?
No, not recently, but I don't think
you
that...
You keep bringing it up.
I'm using it as an example here.
Yeah.
I don't think that pain is equivalent to the pain of childbirth. Fuck no, I can't
imagine.
Like,
no.
It's something huge coming out of you when your hole is expanding.
But then you look down afterwards and it's a tiny, like...
Yeah, it's just a little fucking nugget. But you look down and there's this fucking thing with legs and arms and a head. And it's got a little bit of hair on it. That's even worse. Fucking crying.
That's even worse. Shut up. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Like, Jesus Christ. Honestly,
you come out crying, put your ass down. Put your ass down. You don't deserve it.
Fetch me my sedative.
Anyway, ladies out there, do you know the feeling? And I know, controversial, but you ladies out there do be shitting. So you get that spiky?
Don't hide it from us.
You get that spiky shit? I've heard too, because I, you know, hear things. But... When an individual is on their period, they're menstruating, right?
Yes.
The shits are horrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you get the blood, pain, uterus cramps mixed with...
Oh, God, stop.
Mixed with the spiky shit. Imagine a spiky shit, but you also have a debilitating stomach ache. That's what I hear. Let me know in the comments, ladies.
My stomach hurts for two reasons. One's coming out the other end, and it's brown. The other's coming out red. I'm in a lot of pain.
Right.
Who am I? What am I doing?
I mentioned this earlier. I get nauseous looking at my own nosebleed because my brain is just wired that way. I don't know how to fix it.
It's bitch-wired.
It's bitch-wired, for sure. You're right, actually. But, I see my own nosebleed, and I'm like, oh, no. And then,
crying,
like,
pissing, shitting, throwing
there's
up.
4 billion human beings that are used to bleeding for 7 days a month, every month forever. And I'm like, oh, maybe I am a fucking pussy.
You know, to me, that also sounds very bitch made. I mean, what if
no one makes me bleed my own blood except my pussy.
Like, what if we bled for... I almost said 9 months. Holy shit. What if we bled for 7 days every month? Like, out of our urethra. Cock. Like, how...
Right.
I don't exactly know how I would go about that.
Honestly, think about it. It would be an easier...
I'd rather not. But I asked the question, so...
Yeah, exactly. It would be an easier product, though, than this huge, almost...
A pad.
Yeah, right. It's a menstrual pad, right? But... We wouldn't need that. You would just need a monthly condom, right? You would just need a biodegradable condom you take on and off when you piss. Because, believe it or not, men, women don't need to take a tampon out to piss. It's different holes.
Yep.
But a dude, if they were to menstruate out of a cock hole, and the product was... The product per se, I'm no product manager, but the product per se is a condom blood holder.
Oh.
You would have to de-hold the blood condom to piss, toss that, piss, clean up, new blood condom, and then, you know, wash up.
That's fucked.
Well,
I bleed out my ass.
Oh, it could be one. What is it? Which mammal bleeds? Which mammal? I think it might be cats, where like their ass and vagina is the same thing. But then again, chickens also, like, it's a cloaca. It's not. It's an hole. It's not 2 holes. Kevin's. Do you want a cloaca? Because
Tom Hanks' cloaca.
Yeah. That's Tom Hanks, that's right. Oh my god. That's an ancient AK-209 bit.
As soon as you said cloaca, immediately what I thought about.
That's an ancient AK-209 bit. That's from our radio days. Wow. We made a joke about Tom Hanks' cloaca.
Oh. He drink the yolk.
You drink the yolk. He poops out an egg. Tom Hanks, you make a great egg.
Hey, what are you...
Next question from user Antigilee FX. $250,000 or...
I'm sucking it. Sorry.
Or never experience physical fatigue for the rest of your life.
Ooh, no, because when I am physically fatigued, that sleep or that nap hits so fucking good.
It hits different. And it's not...
Do I wake up refreshed? No.
Not necessarily.
But more refreshed than...
Yeah, the fatigue helps the sleep initiate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's one of those things, too, where you got to think of physical fatigue in a longer sense, too. Well, you got to think of it in a shorter...
It's $250,000.
Sense. That is a quarter...
Did you just make a short joke?
No. In a $250,000 versus never feeling physical fatigue, right? That's tough. Because a quarter mil solves a lot of financial problems for...
Yeah, exactly.
...for thee right now.
It's not tough. Take the money.
Think of a lifetime of never feeling physical fatigue. You know, you hit your 40s, 50s, 60s, and all of a sudden you're huffing and puffing walking upstairs.
I'm doing that now.
Imagine not having to do that right now.
I won't be alive then.
In your 40s?
Yes, so give me the 250K.
That's going to make AK-209 kind of short-lived, hey?
You think we're going to be doing this for the next 20 years?
I sure hope we at some point get paid for doing this and do this for the next 20 years.
That will be pretty nice. Well, guess what? You'll get my royalties.
So I'll get your royalties?
Why do you care? I'm dead. You got my money.
Am I in your will?
You will be if you shut up. You were in it.
Next
surprise.
Question. Yeah, this is recorded, so hey, future lawyer, check that out. Next question from user Happy 5 Day. $200,000 a year for this easy job. There's a catch. You've got a male next door neighbor, as most of us do. He has trouble sleeping in bed, but he's very rich. He kind of needs some love.
Oh, no.
He's offering you $200,000 a year salary to sleep naked next to him. No hanky-panky, no sussy nonsense. You just have to sleep naked next to your male neighbor.
You know what? For that much money, fuck it. I'm doing it.
Well, $200,000 a year, right?
I don't typically sleep naked anyway, so that will have to be an adjustment.
It'll be an adjustment, sure.
But, like, if he ain't touching me, if he ain't grabbing my fucking
cock and balls.
No,
there's no sussiness. Right.
But if I get aroused...
what happens, happens, right?
What happens,
exactly.
Happens. But he cannot touch me.
$200,000 a year, right? I'm doing some live research. $200K divided by 365 days a year. Meaning you're getting paid just under $550 to simply sleep naked next to the man.
Yeah, I'm doing it. All the homo, I don't care.
I mean, it doesn't matter, right?
It's going to happen.
It doesn't matter, right? Because you could retire by the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
A multimillionaire.
Just to sleep with another
just
guy?
Just to sleep naked next to a rich man. Granted,
I do it for nothing.
What?
Huh?
I'm in a precarious situation where I'm in a relationship.
That's crazy.
Sleeping next to a different human being is already an issue. Sleeping next to someone else naked in their house for money may be more of an issue. So as that money may be fantastic...
If you explain it to your partner and they understand, she's a keeper and you go fucking sleep
with
the guy.
Sure, if they understand, first of all, they're a keeper. Secondly, you guys can both retire by like 30 or 40. So if that's the case, granted this has not been a proposition I've brought up with my partner because I've never had...
You don't know rich people like
right,
that.
Right, right. I've never had a proposition like that before. If I did have a proposition like that, and my partner was fine with it, yeah, I'd be sleeping next to my...
Do you think you
my would... homie, my naked homie, I'd be sleeping next to him.
Do you think you would even bring that up to your partner?
Well, yeah, because they'd be wondering where you are at night instead of sleeping next to them.
Well, no. Like...
Right?
Like, that proposition is brought up to you, but you have taken, like, a day or two to think about it because you need to talk to your partner about doing it.
Okay.
So would you even tell her that this opportunity has been presented?
Absolutely. You'd have to, right? Because she'd be wondering where you are every night, right?
No, you're not understanding my question.
Clearly. Right. Explain it.
The man approaches you.
Yes.
Asks you to start that night. You said, I cannot start tonight. I need one night to think on it.
Sure.
I need to talk to my partner. He said, yeah. No problem. And he's already confident that you'll say yes. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
You go back home.
Yes.
You say, hey, babe, how was your day? You talk, you go, cute couple of shit.
Okay.
And then you said, by the way, I had this man approach me tonight, and he gave me this proposition. What do you think?
Right. What do you...
But my question is...
What's the question? What's the question? So you present it to her.
Yes.
Are you expecting me to answer as them?
No. I'm just saying, would... This guy gives you the proposition.
Yes.
You come home.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking to your significant other about this proposition?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You'd have to. You'd have to, right? Because if you don't, your relationship would fall apart every single night, because you'd have to sleep with this man non-sexually every single night. They'd be wondering, hey, where the fuck are you?
No,
every
unless
night.
You didn't talk to your SO, this proposition does not happen. I'm saying you need, like, not her approval, but her approval.
Right.
Like, you...
I'm really not understanding.
Maybe I'm not understanding what I'm trying to...
I'm trying to gather what you're presenting.
Oh, my God.
Could you put it in, like, more layman's terms? Because I feel like I've done a good job of answering, and I feel like the questions you're asking maybe are not what you mean to ask.
The question is...
Yes.
Okay, the question is...
Okay.
You get proposed this proposition.
Correct.
You, Aiden,
yes,
tell the man, give me a day to think about it.
Okay.
Meaning you are not going to his house that night to sleep
Correct.
With him.
Yes.
You are going home to your partner.
Correct.
Whilst you are home with your partner, you tell them about said proposition.
Right.
My question is, before you get home,
yes,
to tell your partner about the proposition, when you... And see, now I'm all over the place. When you get home,
yeah,
are you saying or asking your partner about this, or are you just completely forgetting everything that happened and not going to sleep with the guy and just carry on your life as a normal average Joe?
Do you forego the offer, or do you accept and tell your partner? Is that the question?
You're not accepting it, but you're
correct.
But you're not foregoing it.
Okay.
You're putting it on hold because you need to talk to you.
Oh. So this is a hypothetical of, do I let it hang in the air for a while just in case?
Yes.
Or do I accept it right away regardless of response?
Yes.
Okay. You know what?
I forgot.
I mean, it would depend on the response, right? Of course I would bring it up, because you're sleeping naked next to someone that's not your partner. And regardless of sexual intent, which of course there is none in this proposition, it's still a questionable boundary, right?
Sure.
So sure, you could retire by the age of 32, but you'd also be spending 365 days a year for the next decade away from your partner.
Just at night.
Just tonight?
No, just at night.
Just at night. Ay. That's a tough question.
Well, it's not tough for me because I'm single.
So you'd take it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If I was single, I would take it. If I'm taken...
So we're sleeping together then. None of us got fucking that much money. We ain't sleeping together.
Unless there's two individuals who both offer us... Two individuals in the same house who both offer us the same proposition... And then all four of us would be sleeping in a bed like fucking Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Except there is sex involved. There will now be hanky-panky.
Yeah, there's hanky and panky. Question from user Gigibet.
Gigibet. Gigabyte.
Gigibet.
Gigibet. Oh, okay. Gigibet.
What is something that's 100% legal, but makes you look like a complete psychopath if you do it in public?
Free will.
What?
Free will.
That's really vague.
It is.
Because you have the free will to do anything.
Correct.
I was going to do something a little more specific than that.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Screaming? You can... If you're out in... If you're at a fucking Meijer or Walmart, you can just go ahead and scream. You can just scream. There's no law against fucking just screaming.
You know what else is perfectly legal?
What's that?
I get walking around, you just had some Mexican food, and you're just ripping ass.
Just ripping.
Everywhere. Oh,
massive farting.
Just crop dusting everybody. You know what's
legal? Wearing a cock ring. You could come in public as long as it's in your own drawers. Go ahead. Walk into your local walk into your local Walmart. And come in your own fucking pants while you're ordering the fried chicken from that dog shit deli. Go ahead. Do it.
It's, how are you going to do that hands-free?
Legal. Because the cock ring vibrates your cock.
Oh, really? Is that what it does? I thought it was just literally a ring that you just put on it. No, it's not
just a fucking ring.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm not putting anything on my fucking dick. Why,
you haven't done that?
No, it's not ketchup.
No, I haven't either, but I think that's what it does.
They don't make them rings small enough anyway.
It's like a pencil. It's but like, yeah, go ahead. Come while you're in line at Starbucks.
You stop saying it because I'm about to.
Jizz your drawers.
Thank you.
That's legal. Masturbating in public is questionable, but if you just accidentally, in air quotes, jizz your drawers while you're in public, that's legal. Oopsie daisy. I mean, I made a oopsie daxin'.
Technically, you know, whenever I see a woman, I pree, so... I'm kind of already halfway there.
Well, you've been halfway there this whole episode.
I have.
About to be 3/4 with this last question. Come in public. From user Baby Girl Rotisa with 3 A's. What's your biggest fear? My biggest fear is coming in a Walmart deli aisle while I'm looking to pick up a fried chicken while I've got a cock ring on. I'm
just looking to buy some potato salad. Looking, bang! Come everywhere.
No, I would say in closed spaces, first and foremost, I cannot deal with that. Fear of failure is pretty far up there, I would say. I do not want to be that guy. Clowns, but lesser so, because as I've grown older,
fucking bitch.
May fuck you. As I've grown older, I've realized that my fear of clowns is, of course, irrational, which I always knew it was, but the older I grow, the more I know it's irrational. But it's still there. It's still there. The fatter my cock, the more I know clowns are irrational, but it's still there. Clowns, heights, enclosed spaces.
Heights is one for me.
Drowning for sure. I fucking hate water unless it's on my mouth and face, and it's also piss.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Drowning is one of my, like, I don't want to, like, if I'm going to go a certain way, just put a bullet in my head and just make it quick.
But that's not a fear.
Like, I don't want to, I know it's not a fear, I'm just saying, fear. Like, my biggest fear, like, heights, drowning.
Okay.
And honestly, like, it's not being a failure, it's...
Being unaccepted, maybe?
I'm not gonna be fucking popular, like... I know for all the wrong reasons, I'm just using him as an example. I'm not gonna be as popular as, like, Elon Musk or...
I mean, fuck that guy.
Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates.
Fuck that guy.
Like, I'm not gonna be a household name... Okay, here's better. I'm not gonna be a household name like John Cena. I'm not going to be a household name like Patrick Kane, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, any of those celebrities, athletes, popular people. But I'm always afraid that I'm not going to, like,
be remembered, maybe?
And not be remembered, but, like, I know I'm important to people, but, like, in the long term, like, I'm just, like, for a career or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not...
You talking, like,
I don't feel like I'll amount to anything.
Like, generations sort of down the line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and also, I don't want to be remembered as that guy who came in a Walmart deli with a cock ring on my cock.
With,
like,
a cock ring while you're trying to order fried chicken and potato straws.
You know, but... I don't know. It seems like ever since I asked you that one question that just you couldn't fucking understand what the fuck I was even saying, I don't even know how to describe that fear.
What? Are you even saying?
Exactly. The question about the sleeping with the guy.
I don't even remember the question because you never interpolated.
What does that mean?
You didn't expound.
Expunge.
Expound.
Oh, it is expound.
Expand into me.
Mm-hmm. But that would be, like, one of my biggest fears is, like, not amounting to anything. I don't want to be some normal, run-of-the-mill guy, but, like, I also don't mind it. My mind is very conflicting. Like,
sure.
I want to be successful because I don't want to be fucking broke like I am now in 10 years. But it's just with the way the economy's going, it sounds like our generation makes up a lot of excuses, and it's about 80% not true.
Because I don't know about that. I mean, if you look at the opportunities that boomers had
a majority... I might have said that in reverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
A majority...
Do you know what I'm trying to get
at? Yes, yeah. A majority of boomers had the most lucrative economy that perhaps the history of the modern world has ever seen. And now Gen Z and Gen A are left with the scraps of late stage capitalism, where we're left with fucking nothing. We're scraping. We're constantly grinding. That's why, you know, the grind set. Yeah, I gotta be on the grind set. It's like, well, no, I'd rather just work, you know, my 30 to 40 hours a week and be able to fucking afford things.
And we
don't get that opportunity anymore.
The grind set of being able to work your job full time, you know, have enough money to just get by, but then not have, like, excess funds for an emergency or
vacation,
wanting to have a night out with the boys or a vacation or something like that. It's constantly living paycheck to paycheck, and, oh, well, at least I got a roof over my head. It's right, you do. But
it's not enough.
It's
not enough for giving one-third of your life to a company or person that doesn't fucking care. It's not enough.
And then I always see those other videos like, oh, go out, enjoy life. I'm like, well, how? When
with
everything costs
money?
So fucking
with
much.
With what money?
Like, well, there's loads of things you could do for free, like going to a
go
Walmart
to the, go
and
to the library
come in your pants.
And go to the Walmart and come in your pants.
With a fucking cock ring on your penis. I mean, Jesus.
You get the cock ring
But
from
the cock
Alibaba
ring costs money.
Fucking, yeah. The Alibaba cock ring costs like $3. Coming in Walmart, priceless.
Get a cock ring off of Temu or something. I feel like you get it cheaper than $3.
Hit us up in the comments. Post your best Temu links to cock rings. Anyway, Kevin Boland. Oh, you're doing it right now?
Just quickly. I'm just going to look up on Google.
I was about to do the outro, but we're going to look up cock ring on google.com and see what comes up.
Oh, Adam and Eve. That's classic.
Best
penis ring.
75%
off.
Best penis 75% off is a good deal.
Valentine's Day sale.
Oh, what'd
you
find?
Send this link
what'd
you
find?
Oh,
site cannot be reached.
It's because I'm on your Wi-Fi. Once I turn it off, I should be fine.
You know why? You know
I
why
I do know
is?
Why. I do know why.
Why is that?
Because they yeah, see, here we go. Because they banned, is that what it was? Like they banned adult sites, porn sites, shit like that?
No, you know why it is.
Well, Wi-Fi accesses your location.
Correct.
And in Indiana, you can't be looking this shit up anymore.
5G accesses your location, too. There's a reason why you can't look up ads on my Wi-Fi. And that's because I disabled ads on my Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I have that power because of fiber internet.
Oh.
Is it hot?
Anal probe.
Oh, buy one for me.
$6.95.
That looks like a whisk. That looks like a whisk.
It says Starfucker.
Why does it look like a whisk?
I don't know.
Starfucker, that's got to be an asshole.
Gluck 3000.
Hold up. We've got some things to look up. Thank you for watching. Yes. We will see you next week. Goofs and Gaffs.
There it Kevin is. Boland. There
Cock
it
ring.
Is.
Cock ring.
$6.95.
That's so cheap. Is it vibrating?
They
is it
come
vibrating?
In three sizes.
Well, I'm going to need all three sizes. One for when I'm small and one for when I'm smaller.
Here we go. There's nothing like a really great cock ring to add a little slash a lot of extra erection confidence to your sexy doings at home or away. The sensation of sturdy constriction around you or your partner's penis can definitely work wonders during sex. Add in some scrotum support plus a pleasurable tug on your or their testicles, though, and you've got a real...